Solo Leveling Systems. Written by Litra, as part of Pod Together 2025. A Solo Leveling Murderbot Diaries fanfic. Rated teen. Summary. Murderbot ends up in Korea. There are gates and a kid called Jinwoo and a system that is trying to control people. Episode is equal to instance is equal to issue is equal to level is equal to cycle is equal to 2. Variable title equals if I had one more chance. Set global Perry message equals art, if you can read this, get me out of here. Define new object, sec unit. Sec unit has status, and status percent, and location, and file attachment, and resource, and commentary. Sec unit dot set status equals alive. Sec unit dot set status percent equals 92%. SecUnit dot set location equals null? IDK? SecUnit dot set file attachment equals array SecUnit dot system log dot 001 dot raw. SecUnit dot set resource file array healing station arg season 3 episode 04 dash flesh dot gif. SecUnit dot set commentary. Large text. So my logs have been corrupted. I remember entering the wormhole. I remember something. A conversation? Possibly in a new media. Then I was booting up here. There's a bunch of junk in my background process files. Like they got put through a translator a bunch of times and everything that didn't compile got commented out. Thank God they didn't delete it wholesale. There's some kind of planetary system, and it doesn't like me. No surprises. So far, it seems busy. It knows I'm here, but it hasn't pinged me. It's just looming. I would say it's the same kind of asshole you are, but this is more like a big dumb brute. Okay. Since it doesn't seem inclined to swat at me, I should probably give you a proper system report. If there are any humans around, the summary is that I'm fine. A little scuffed up, but I can't find any malware in my systems, and I don't need a cubicle. The larger systems seem to be reporting to someone. I can't tell if they're viewing this stream for information or entertainment. Not that it matters. What matters is that I've found a way to encode this into the supplementary data. Physically, I'm in a mid-sized space made of stone. There are statues, also blood, and other biomass. The readings I'm getting from the air indicate an isolated space, but given the stone, I'd guess a moon rather than a station. Only one other being present. An adult human male with fluffy hair, currently unconscious. The local admin system is extremely interested in him. It keeps pinging him, even though he's clearly not in any state to answer. Actually, he looks like he's survived a mauling. His arm and leg are visibly regrowing. Healing Station ARG, Season 3, Episode 04-flesh.gif. Not fun to watch. Would be useful, though. Oh, shit, it looks like the system is about to transmit this. I can see the recompile in the queue. We'll continue to ping. SecUnit.login equals false. Send SecUnit. Episode is equal to instance is equal to issue is equal to level is equal to cycle is equal to 3. Variable title equals it's like a game. Set global Perry message equals Art, come on! What is taking you so long? Import object, secunit. Secunit.login equals true. Secunit has lognum. Secunit.setlognum is equal to 2. Secunit.setFileAttachment equals array secunit.systemlog.002.raw. Secunit.setCommentary equals large text. I've decided to classify these logs since I'm not sure how long a standard day is here. It looks like I won't be able to send this until the next recompile, save state, data transfer, whatever. The system here is a total pain. Worse, there's only the one. It's not a proper sec system or med system. It refers to itself as just the system, which is pretentious as shit. As if one system could control a whole planet. And this is a planet. I may have said moon before, but no such luck. Sanctuary moon 103 planets underscore r underscore terrible dot gif. Also, get this. There are different nations that are arguing over this rock. Like, full-on Warhammer 23rd hour. Less explosions, at least around here, thankfully. But on other parts of the planet, there's also practically zero tech. They have audio-visual devices, but they have to carry them around or put them on the walls. Almost old pre-corporation Rim Earth era. But one, cliche, and two, not very well researched. A group of hunters from a big-name guild, the White Tiger Guild, IDK, found me and the fluffy human after I sent the last message. I had to hack their tech and the system to insert myself. Apparently, none of them have seen a security bot before. Don't know how to feel about that. Anyway, enter Rin the Consultant. I copied a bunch of the fluffy human's info, so I am now classified as an E-rank hunter. That's bad, I think, but I don't actually know the metric. At least, hunters seem to be the higher class or demographic. I'm still working it out. Also, this world only recognizes a binary gender system, so Rin is now male. Can you tell I'm rolling my eyes? The hunters who got us out identified the fluffy one as Song Jinwu. This appears to be a family name first culture. I'll need to deal with that sooner or later. We are in a nation called Korea and in a city called Seoul. This is not one of the more powerful factions, but at least they don't appear to be at war at the moment. They at least have a system for basic healthcare. I know that any of you from outside the rim won't believe me about this, but I've seen it happen. So, Song and I got dropped off at the local hospital. I told them I was fine, and they believed me enough to not poke at me. Song got his own room. I told the doctors I was family, so I could camp out in a corner. That's where I am now. I've been searching the local information network for anything that might be useful. One crude information network for the whole planet. Their search engines are glorified data scrapers. Their laughable attempts at AI are trumped up predictive models. How do these people manage? Secunit.login equals false. Secunit.login equals true. Secunit.setlognum equals 3. Secunit.setlocation equals Korea, Seoul. Secunit.setCommentary is equal to large text. Okay, I'm going to try to make this one more coherent since I have no idea how long I'll be stuck here. Sung Jinwoo is alright. He's in his mid-20s. Only family is his younger sister, Gina. She's 16 and is in school to become a doctor. Their father is dead, he was a hunter, and one day he failed to come out of a gate. I'll get to gates in a minute. Anyway, their mother, the norm is two-person marriages here, was hospitalized for something the locals call the sleeping sickness. It's basically a coma, except they're blaming magic for it. They blame magic for a lot of stuff. I'm still figuring out if that's something proprietary, something alien remnants related, or just a weird local way to refer to augmented humans. Not that the augments are in any way standard. From what I can tell, it's mostly physical things, strength, speed, perception, but some of them are magic types and can shoot fireballs or something. Magic is really just a catch-all term for weirdness. Jinwu is a hunter, but a very weak one, magically speaking. He goes into Gates in order to earn enough for his mother's medical bills and for himself and his sister to live on, but it sounds like they're barely getting by. I hacked into Jinwoo's medical file. It was extensive. This guy should be dead a dozen times over. Jinwu is the only person who knew for certain that I didn't enter the gate with the rest of them, but he didn't rat on me. Okay, gates. Gates are access points to spaces that seem to be outside this dimension. They are magically spawned, and if not cleared out within a week, they break, letting hordes of magic beasts out to rampage around the area until they're stopped. Gates have ranks similar to hunters. E is the lowest rank, then D, C, B, and A, with S at the top. There are something like 9 S-rank hunters in the country right now. E-rank, like Jinwu, are barely more than human, which I guess they think I am now too. Hunters go into gates as teams, clear out the beasts, and collect treasure. It's dangerous, but lucrative. Kind of reminds me of that show, Something Something Dungeon. The one with the guy who voiced Theon from Quest Max, and only went on 2 seasons? Eh. The gate Jinwu got hurt in was referred to as a double dungeon. A subspace within a subspace. So even though they thought it was weak, they couldn't get a reading on its real power level. Jinwu also thinks that's why I showed up. Well, part of it. Because here's the real messed up part. No one can communicate with the system except Jinwu. The system has designated Jinwu as a player, which a search turned up being either game-related or sex-related. I'm really hoping it's the former. Neither the Hunters Guild Association people nor Jinwu's sister could see the messages from it. Granted, I can't see them either, but the system is not subtle. Kind of hard not to pick out the human readable bits when it's throwing around packets of data like beach balls. So Jinwu was grateful that he wasn't going crazy, and I may have implied I was system adjacent and here to help him. We came up with a backstory that I'm a distant cousin who came out to help. I am now, as far as the world is concerned, Song Rin. Don't know how the sister will react to that, but it's not my problem. Jinwu is resting now. I've been searching the internet. At least this world has media, even if it's low-quality visuals only. Oh, shit! Jinwu just vanished! SecUnit.login equals false. SecUnit.login equals true. SecUnit.setLogNum equals 4. SecUnit.setFileAttachment equal to array SecUnit.SystemLog.003.raw. JinWu.scan.001.raw. SecUnit.setCommentary equal to large text. Jinwu vanished. There was no energy signature. No energy signature, no conversion into heat or anything, just gone. I could feel that the system had done something, but I couldn't tell what. It was like a packet had been loading and finally ran. He's back now! I've spent the last 2 hours scanning the hospital with a pair of nurses. I really miss my drones. I'll have to see if this world has some kind of drone analog. Then Jinwoo reappeared in his room. His pulse and vitals were elevated. I'm attaching his scan data as well as my own system log. Maybe you can find something I couldn't. The nurses were able to get him back into bed and give him a mild sedative. I promised to keep an eye on him, so they would agree to leave us alone. Before the sedative kicked in, Jinwoo told me he had spent those 2 hours in a penalty zone. There were giant centipedes that continuously chased him across a desert. There were traces of sand in his clothing. Wherever he was, it was real enough to come back with him. Jinwoo said the system sent him there because he had failed to complete the daily quest. I remember seeing a daily quest function, but I hadn't realized there would be a penalty for failing to complete it. I'm going to spend some time digging into the system code. See what I can learn. SecUnit.login equals false. SecUnit.login equals true. SecUnit.setLogNum equal 5. SecUnit.setCommentary equal to large text. Jinwoo is currently running laps. The system does not appear to send reports on a local daily schedule. The current local time is 11:07 a.m. The local day is approximately 24 hours. The event from the previous report ended 9 hours ago. It has been 26 hours since Jinwoo activated the system. It has been 2 days and 17 hours since I arrived. After an in-depth analysis, I was able to determine that the system established a unique pocket dimension and pulled Jinwoo into it. This indicates that the system either has an immense power core, larger than any warp system, and an immense amount of processing power, or that this magic is allowing it to cut corners. I'm actually leaning towards the latter. The system currently doesn't like my prodding, but it doesn't seem to know how to handle my hacking. If it really did have the processing power for everything that it's doing, it could just kick me out or turn me into a slab. The third option is that it wants me here for some reason. I really don't like that option. These pockets have different signatures to the gate that we were in before. I need more data. SecUnit.login equal to false. SecUnit.login equal to true. Set global Perry message equal to the laws of physics are not toys. SecUnit.setLogNum equal to 6. SecUnit.setFileAttachment equal to array. SecUnit.systemLog.011.raw. Jinwoo.scan.004.raw. SecUnit.setCommentary equal to large text. The system is compiling data. I think it's getting ready to send another batch of messages or whatever it's doing. I've attached my most recent system log as well as a scan of Jinwoo before he did the stupid thing he's in the middle of. Further information. The system likes to break the laws of conservation of mass by creating random items out of thin air. It calls these items rewards for completing quests. So far, that has been the daily quests. Except yesterday, the thing that popped out of the box was a instance dungeon key. Just a fancy way to say encryption key, in my opinion. It was supposed to open another pocket dimension near a local transit station. Jinwoo has been staying in the medical center for the last few days. I've been surveying the area when I'm sure he's safe. The hospital systems were laughably simple to hack. The downside of that is that there are about a million blind spots. What I'm getting at is that I've gotten close enough to scan a few of the local gates. They have a distinct energy signature. Very different from the key or the time that Jinwoo was pulled into the penalty zone. Jinwoo was determined to go in. He's gotten stronger over the past few days, and I think it's made him overconfident. I made it clear I was going to go with him. Except when we got there, it all went sideways. Jinwoo used the key. I could read the system data and see the opening, but it wouldn't let me in. I've spent the last 10 minutes trying. I don't think the regular gates will have this problem, but I need to find a way to check. A hunter who cannot physically enter gates would be a problem for my cover. I've been trying to read the system data to tell how Jinwoo is doing, but so far I've only managed to get his status, alive, bleeding, poisoned, etc., and his basic stats, strength, speed, intelligence, and so on. So far, he's put all his points in strength. I tried to tell him to put some in stamina. It would make my job a lot easier if he wasn't as easy to break as a wet paper bag. But he can't change them once they're set. I know he's dealing with something in there, something important if the system reaction is any indication. Hopefully, he doesn't die. I hate losing my humans. SecUnit.login equal to false. Send SecUnit. Episode is equal to instance is equal to issue is equal to level is equal to cycle is equal to 4. Variable title equals I've got to get stronger. Import object SecUnit. SecUnit.login equal to true. SecUnit.setLogNum equal to 7. SecUnit.setFileAttachment equal to array. SecUnit.SystemLog.014.raw. JinWoo.scan.005.raw. SecUnit.setCommentary equal to large text. It took several hours for Jinwoo to come out of the instance dungeon. I'm including the scan I took of him. Not comprehensive, I know, but it's not like the local system can give you any better data. While I was waiting, I found a way to integrate the system data for Jinwoo into my own files, so that information is in there, for however much it can be trusted. He apparently leveled up several times. He also came out with less than half his original health. Maybe now he'll consider more points in vitality. We're headed back to Jinwoo's home now. It will be the first time since the hospital that I will meet his sister. I hope she's not terrible. SecUnit.login equal to false. Set global parry message. They have new media here. SecUnit.login equal to true. SecUnit.setLogNum equal to 8. SecUnit.setFileAttachment equal to array. Media.TheUntamed.zip. SecUnit.setCommentary equal to large text. Gina Song is okay. She asked if I was going to wreck the place. I said no. She said she had bathroom rights each morning before school. Not a problem in my case. Then she went back to the media she was watching. It's a show called The Untamed. Kind of short. There are only 50 episodes. She sent me a link to where I can view the series and said I could use her account. There's a bunch of other shows on that network too. They're only 2D audiovisual, but it's better than nothing. I'm attaching the condensed file package. SecUnit.login equal to False. Episode is equal to instance is equal to issue is equal to level is equal to cycle is equal to 5. Variable title equals a pretty good deal. Set global Perry message. If I die in there, take care of my humans. Secunit.login equal to true. Secunit.setlognum equal to 8. Secunit.setCommentary equal to large text. Jinu and I are going into a gate. It's been 2 days since he got out of the medical center. Apparently, the humans have to pay to occupy the place they live. In some ways, this place is annoyingly similar to the Corporation Rim. Normally, Jinwoo would go through the Hunters Association, which is kind of like a guild or government corporation. It's complicated. And boring. Anyway, Jinwoo found a group that needed some extra members. It's a C-ranked gate. They need 2 more people to reach the minimum. From what I understand, we'll just be carrying bags. I've done some research, and I can outpace Jinwoo. But I'm still not sure what rank I would be equivalent to. This should be a good way to gather data. Also, there's that little point where I've never tried to enter a gate. The team lead started out by making fun of Jinwoo's rank and then trying to play it off. His name is Dong something. I've decided to call him Asshole One. It's clear the rest of the team is following his lead. We haven't even gone through the gate, and I'm glad this is a temporary contract. There's one more temp worker. His name is Yu Jinho. He smiles a lot, and his equipment is supposedly expensive. He's only D rank, and apparently this is his first raid. Also, he asked to look over my contract before I signed it. That was the only time he wasn't smiling. I think it was because he was focused. Jinwoo seems to think he's okay. At the very least, he's not setting off my threat assessment any more than any other human. Can't say that much for Asshole One and the rest of the team. Okay, we're going to go through the gate in a minute. Jinwoo and myself are packing up the last of the supplies. If this is my last transmission, the gate probably ate me. Secunit.login equal to false. Secunit.login equal to true. Secunit.setlognum equal to 9. Secunit.setFileAttachment equal to array. Gate 001.SpectrumData.raw. Gate 002.SpectrumData.raw. Hunter comparison.chart. Secunit.setCommentary equal to large text. Well, I'm still alive. I had the information from the first gate, and this one is similar on a frequency level. I'm attaching both files. This place is definitely a different space from the rest of the world, but I can't figure out quite how and why. I can almost understand why the humans call it magic. I'll keep this file in my workspace as we go through the dungeon and add notes as we go deeper. Yu Jinho is a decent guy. He was hired as a fighter, and he's a standard sword and shield melee type. So far, he's been hanging in back, not because he needs to, but in order to cover me and Jinwoo. Kind of unnecessary, at least it means that if something does happen, he'll be close enough to cover. Okay, looks like we're fighting insect types. Not that I know anything about the different types of magic beasts. It's all the same to me. This just means lots of similar targets rather than a few large ones. The other hunters have a few different abilities. The system has them all tagged and their abilities mapped out. I don't think Jinwoo can see that bit. But fishing it out of the code wasn't hard. They're all above the average human, and above Yu Jinho, for that matter. But Jinwoo has already outclassed them on an individual level. From what I've observed, they're around the level of a training bot. Some are faster or stronger depending on the type of fighting they specialize in. I'm attaching the system's strength chart for them. On the upside, my threat assessment has stopped screaming at me about every little thing now that I know I can just smash the average hunter or magic beast. File closed unexpectedly. Send sec unit. Episode is equal to instance is equal to issue is equal to level is equal to cycle is equal to 6. Variable title equal to the real hunt begins. Import object secunit. Secunit.login equal to true. Comment. Warning, secunit.login has not changed. Comment. Yeah, fuck you too. Secunit.setlognum equal to 10. Secunit.setfileattachment equal to array. Secunit.systemlog 019.raw. Jinwoo.scan.008.raw. System.codescrape.readcode. Secunit.setcommentary equal to apply encryption. Large text. Okay, I'm applying an extra layer of encryption to this from now on, which you know because if you're reading this, you've already decrypted it. I called it. I knew those guys were assholes. So, we found a bunch of crystals that were supposedly valuable. Then Jinwoo confronted the others about me and Jinwoo getting a fair share since it's not combat loot. Nice to know that someone around here is paying attention to the contracts, because I sure as hell don't know the local laws. Asshole one acted agreeable, then locked us in with the boss. Of course, Jinwoo was fine with that, since he got the opportunity to fight a C-rank boss. I am less than fine with my primary human throwing himself into the nest of a giant spider. Jinwoo at least listened and stayed inside my protective range. Why do so few humans listen to common sense? So, I played support to Jinwoo in the spider fight. I had to shoot it a few times with my inbuilt weaponry. I think Jinwoo was too distracted to notice I have guns built into my arms, but Jinwoo made a face, the one that is like, Sanctuary Moon 419-scaredandhorny.gif. There will need to be a conversation once we're out of the dungeon. Jinwoo did manage to kill the spider, and there wasn't any life-threatening damage. I collected a few of the crystals for analysis. Jinwoo had a short conversation with Jinwoo. Jinwoo is now calling Jinwoo boss, and I am now director. This culture is confusing. We're out of the dungeon now. Jinwoo offered to drive us back to the apartment. I'm making a note to attach my system log and a scan of Jinwoo. It's a mess. Jinwoo managed to take down the boss. Then, Asshole One and his team came back. They tried to blackmail Jinwoo into killing Jinwoo and myself. Jinwoo's family has money, apparently. This system gave Jinwoo a quest. If he failed the quest, it was going to stop his heart. The quest was to kill Asshole One and his team. Yeah, like fuck I was gonna let that slide. I fought the system for 4 minutes and 29 seconds before I was able to disable the whole heart-stopping feature. I'm pretty sure that Jinwoo and Jinwoo think I froze, or maybe that the system locked me down. It might as well have. By the time I handicapped the system, Jinwoo had killed them. I don't have any mental health modules, but I know killing other humans is not recommended. I did manage to pull one function out of the system, full recovery. It's a perfect physical reset, once a day, that Jinwoo has been getting as a reward. It'll give me some flexibility in how I fight in the future, but it's a small victory. I still don't know what the system's goal is. It still seems to want Jinwoo to get stronger, but it's also breaking him down mentally? Does it want a rabid dog? Observing Jinwoo here in the car, he looks different. He's gained height and filled out. I can't call him fluffy anymore. I know that it came from the system, those extra points in strength. But again, is that a good thing? How much is the system able to influence his mindset? I need to talk to Gina about this. SecUnit.login=false. Send SecUnit. Episode=instance=issue=level=cycle=7. Variable title=, let's see how far I can go. Import object, SecUnit. SecUnit.login=true. SecUnit.setLogNum=11. SecUnit.setCommentary=applyEncryption.largeText. It's been 3 days since the system forced Jinwoo to murder people. The Hunter Association has put it all down to an accident in the dungeon, with Jinho getting me and Jinwoo out because of his equipment. I can't tell if they're overworked or just overly willing to write things off. Gina has agreed to help keep an eye on Jinwoo and tell him off if he starts acting even more weird. Her words, not mine. She's been prepping for midterms, so I'm not sure how much she'll actually be able to help. Jinho asked us to lunch today. I was afraid it might be in relation to the potential blackmail, but instead he wanted to hire us. Or maybe team up with us is a better term. His family is starting a guild, and he wants to be the one to run it. In order to do that, he needs at least 20 successful raids under his belt. 19 more after the one with Asshole 1. I know Jinwoo wants to keep his true strength hidden for a bit longer. This deal would help with that. I'd rather him go into low-level dungeons with me and Jinho to watch his back than more system-generated spaces. Not that the stupid humans listen to my advice. SecUnit.login=false. SecUnit.login=true. SecUnit.setLogNum=12. SecUnit.setFileAttachment=media.survivor.zip. SecUnit.setCommentary=applyEncryption.largeText. See, this just proves my point. Jinwoo is inside another instance dungeon, this one called the Demon Tower. He knows the system doesn't let me enter instance dungeons, and yet, because he got a key out of a strange box that said it was something he wanted or needed or something, in he went. I am once more relegated to waiting outside and monitoring. I've got a better handle on how the system keeps track of Jinwoo now, but I still don't have access to his health, so all I can see is when he uses each of his abilities or buys something from the shop. At least I found a new show to watch while I wait for Jinwoo to get himself killed. It's called Survivor. This planet seems to really like shows about real people. I am attaching the compilation. SecUnit.login=false. Send SecUnit. Episode=instance=issue=level=cycle=8. Variable title equals, this is frustrating. Import object, SecUnit. SecUnit.login=true. SecUnit.setLogNum=13. secunit.setCommentary equal to imply encryption dot large text. On the upside, Jinwoo agreed to work with Jinho and take down 19 more dungeons. Jinho has the money to get us started and is going to get all the licenses in place. Jinwoo found something that might be able to help with his mother's condition in the Demon Tower place. I tried to caution him against trusting the system too much, but he's very invested in it. Hence the need to grow stronger and go back to the Demon Tower. The downside is that I get to dig into the background of all the people Jinho is recruiting to fill in the numbers. None of them will be going into the dungeons with us, and nothing will be higher than C rank, but I would rather not have another asshole situation. SecUnit.login equal to false. SecUnit.login equal to true. SecUnit.setLogNum equal to 14. SecUnit.setResource equal to array. SankMoon-I'mNotScaredYou'reScared.gif. Everlasting-ILiveForYou.gif. SecUnit.setCommentary equal to imply encryption dot large text. I'm not even halfway through vetting our new team, and Jinwoo pulls me into another dungeon! Why did I volunteer for this? I mean, sure, it's going to take a week or two to process everything, and humans start to do stupid things if they aren't entertained for too long, but couldn't Jinwoo just watch some media like a normal person? I don't know if that's the system's influence or just him, but Jinwoo isn't interested in anything on a screen. Ironic, since that's how the system shows itself to him. So the Hunter Association pulled in a group of low-level hunters because no one wanted to clear this gate. It's me, Jinwoo, 4 other low-level hunters who have worked with Jinwoo, and a group of criminals. You did not read that wrong. There are hunters who have been arrested and jailed and are now coming with us to kill monsters. There's a B-rank hunter from the association along to keep them in check, though, so we shouldn't worry about it. The others are all like SankMoon-I'mNotScaredYou'reScared.gif. I'm saying this now. If those 3 criminals get hurt, I'm not going to save them. As for the others, there's an older man with 1 arm who was in charge of things in the past, Song Chiyul. He bowed and apologized to Jinwoo. He seems okay. There's also a girl named Lee Juhi. She's a B-rank healer who doesn't like fighting. She's been looking at Jinwoo like he's the tragic hero. Everlasting-ILiveForYou.gif. These 2 get client status for this raid. The other 3, they're lower priority. SecUnit.login equal to false. Send SecUnit. Episode is equal to instance is equal to issue is equal to level is equal to cycle is equal to 9. Variable title equal to you've been hiding your skills. Import object SecUnit. SecUnit.login equal to true. SecUnit.setLogNum equal to 15. SecUnit.setCommentary equal to imply encryption dot large text. If you guessed that the system was going to take what should have been a simple D-rank gate and turn it into a fiasco, then you can go ahead and check that off your bingo card. It started off as an easy hunt. The dungeon had goblin-type monsters that were all easily taken care of. Then the path split into thirds. Jinwoo and I could both tell that the boss was in the leftmost tunnel, but I don't think anybody else could tell. The consensus was to split up into groups. I normally would have been against that, but seeing as Jinwoo and I were headed towards the biggest threat, I hoped the others could take care of themselves. I was wrong. We'd only been walking for maybe 10 minutes when both Jinwoo and I sensed something happening to the others. Soon after, there was a scream. I'm still faster than Jinwoo since he's been stacking his stats. I said I'd investigate. The three prisoners had been slaughtered by the B-rank. He was attacking the low-priority hunters. Of the two of them, one was unconscious and the other had wounds in his legs, presumably to prevent escape. I stepped in, causing a distraction. Jinwoo, Chiyul, and Juhi arrived a minute later. Juhi started to heal the low-priority hunters. The B-rank started in on a monologue about how he could get away with killing everyone. As if that wasn't bad enough, the system started putting together a quest. I ordered Chiyul to protect Juhi, and Jinwoo must have realized how close things were because he jumped in to play offense against the B-rank. With everything from before, I was able to prevent the system from locking Jinwoo into a quest. I even managed to pull out the reward before the system canceled the whole process in an attempt to kick me out. The reward was a skill stone, Stealth, which only Jinwoo, as the player, can use. Stealth isn't my style anyway. Once the system backed off, I was able to back up Jinwoo. We took down the B-rank, knocking him out. After that, Jinwoo went to clear the boss while I escorted everyone else out of the dungeon. The low-priority hunters were taken by the association to get more detail and build a case against the B-rank. Personally, I'm hoping to never see that guy again. On a lighter note, Juhi told Jinwoo that she was going to stop being a hunter. She's already got healing skills, so I suggested she talk to Juhi about becoming a doctor. It fits her, as far as the tropes go. On a separate note, I'm going to do some research into the remote technology available. Necklaces, maybe. Something that can track location and status. The lack of drones could have caused deaths today. SecUnit.login equal to false. Send SecUnit. Episode is equal to instance is equal to issue is equal to level is equal to cycle is equal to 10. Variable title equal to what is this, a picnic? Import object, SecUnit. SecUnit.login equal to true. SecUnit.setLognum equal to 16. SecUnit.setCommentary equal to implyEncryption.largeText. Asshole 1, aka Dong Suk Hwang, has a brother who's an S rank and is probably looking for revenge. Of course, Jinwoo is just viewing it as yet another reason to get stronger. SecUnit.login equal to false. SecUnit.login equal to true. SecUnit.setLognum equal to 17. SecUnit.setFileAttachment equal to array. PersonnelProfiles.doc. Media svsss.zip. SecUnit.setCommentary equal to applyEncryption.largeText. I've got the full list of hunters for Jinwoo's strike team. I'm attaching their profiles, but there's nothing that raises a red flag, especially since none of them will actually be coming through the gates with us. Actually, one of them is interesting. Not a threat, but she's a classmate and friend of Gina. Her name is Song Yi. She's going to be missing class to be part of our raids, so I mentioned it to Gina and asked her to copy any assignments. Gina wasn't happy with Song Yi, but since me and Jinwoo will be there, it's not like she'll be in danger. We've got a group chat going now. Song Yi recommended a bit of media called Scum Villain Self-Saving System. It's decent so far. It gives me something to watch between gates. I know Jinwoo isn't really interested in the media, but maybe Jinwoo? SecUnit.login equal to false. Send SecUnit. Episode is equal to instance is equal to issue is equal to level is equal to cycle is equal to 11. Variable title equals a knight who defends an empty throne. Import object secunit. Secunit.login equal to true. Secunit.setlognum equal to 18. Secunit.setcommentary equal to apply encryption dot large text. Jinwoo got a new quest. I made him promise to wait until I checked it out before he accepted it. It's called a job change quest. It supposedly happened because he reached a level threshold. I can't read much into it. I've confirmed that it's not going to kill him if he fails. That doesn't mean he couldn't die because the system threw too much at him. It's a chance for him to get stronger, so I'm not going to be able to talk him out of it. Secunit.login equal to false. Secunit.login equal to true. Secunit.setlognum equal to 19. Secunit.setcommentary equal to apply encryption.large text. Of course the stupid job change quest would be in a system-controlled pocket space. As if my life wasn't hard enough. Secunit.login equal to false. Send secunit. Episode is equal to instance is equal to issue is equal to level is equal to cycle is equal to 12. Variable title equal to arise. Import object secunit. Secunit.login equal to true. Secunit.setlognum equal to 20. Secunit.setcommentary equal to apply encryption.large text. Fuck! Why is the system recompiling with Jinwoo in the middle of a dungeon? Secunit.login equal to false. Send secunit. Episode is equal to instance is equal to issue is equal to level is equal to cycle is equal to 13. Season is equal to 2. Variable title equals you aren't E rank, are you? Import object secunit. Secunit.login equal to true. Secunit.setlognum equal to 21. Secunit.setfileattachment equal to array. Media.legallyblonde.zip. Media.gundam.compilation.zip. Secunit.setcommentary equal to apply encryption.large text. Okay, so the good news is that Jinwoo is alive. He came out of the portal, I got him to the car, and he pretty much passed out right there. Technically, I don't have a license to drive the van, but it doesn't even have an onboard bot pilot. Not like it's hard. Reminder to send you Legally Blonde. Screw that, I'm just going to attach it. Also, Gundam. There are a bunch of reboots. I went through the first two while waiting for Jinwoo to show back up. Anyway, his scans seem not terrible, so I'm going to let him sleep. I suspect the system upgraded something, but I want to talk to Jinwoo before I start digging. Secunit.login equal to false. Secunit.login equal to true. Secunit.setlognum equal to 22. Secunit.setcommentary equal to apply encryption dot large text. So I mentioned that Gina is studying to be a doctor, right? Well, Jinwoo has great timing because she's got a parent-teacher conference this afternoon, and Jinwoo is still asleep. If I have to dress up and pretend to be Jinwoo, no, it would never work. We don't look similar at all. But the documentation does have me down as a cousin. Would that work? Does it have to be a direct relative? Secunit.login equal to false. Secunit.login equal to true. Secunit.setlognum equal to 23. secunit.setCommentary equal to applyEncryption.largeText. You know those makeover montages? I think I just witnessed one in real life. Jinwoo finally woke up, and when I told him about the meeting, he dragged me out to a shopping center. We both got new outfits, he got a haircut. Seriously, this is not the guy I described as fluffy a few months ago. SecUnit.login equal to false. SecUnit.login equal to true. SecUnit.setLogNum equal to 24. SecUnit.setCommentary equal to applyEncryption.largeText. So, Songyi is making her teachers concerned. I get it. Skipping school in order to make a bunch of money while sitting around watching media sounds great to me, too. Technically, Songyi is a hunter, though, and that's dangerous. Plus, she's only an E rank. Stronger than Jinwoo was at the start, but not by much. Jinwoo said he'd talk to her. I'm not exactly volunteering to be anyone's moral compass here, but I don't think he's talked to her more than once. Well, it doesn't have to do with keeping them safe, so it's not my problem. SecUnit.login equal to false. SecUnit.login equal to true. SecUnit.setLogNum equal to 24. SecUnit.setCommentary equal to applyEncryption.largeText. Well, so much for that small drop of optimism. Every time I start to think that Jinwoo can handle himself, I am reminded that he is human and prone to being as stupid as the rest of them. Jinwoo decided to bring Songyi into a higher-ranked gate to show her how dangerous being a hunter can actually be. He called in a favor and got spots for the two of them to ride along with a White Tiger Guild raid. When I found out, I invited myself along. We're about to go in. I can tell the system is planning something, but it's a regular gate. Not sure what it's trying to do. SecUnit.login equal to false. SecUnit.login equal to true. SecUnit.setLogNum equal to 25. SecUnit.setCommentary equal to applyEncryption.largeText. If I ever find the hardware that the system is housed on, I'm going to cut its access and upload it into a toaster. Okay, to summarize, we went through the gate. The gate turned red. Yes, that is apparently a thing that can happen despite the fact that I've never heard of it before. Time moves faster inside red gates, and the threat goes up by at least one rank. So while we were looking at a mid-C rank gate, we are now facing a high B rank gate. As a reminder, Jinwoo and I have cleared mid-C rank gates. We are also locked in until either the gate cracks open or we defeat the boss. With the aforementioned speeding up in time, that means we're stuck in here for a minimum of 2 weeks. Assuming we survive that long. And I haven't even gotten to the best part. It's snowing. That's right. Instead of a normal-ish cave system or whatever, we landed in an Arctic forest tundra area. The leader of the raid started bitching about dead weight and how our only chance was to follow his lead. He might be an A rank and a tank, but he didn't even notice the ice elves setting up to ambush us. In the end, Jinwoo, myself, Songyi, and two other low C rank hunters set up camp in the woods while the iron-headed idiot went off chasing elves. Jinwoo has been able to pull supplies from the system. The lack of conservation of mass is still weird. He's going to head out tonight and do some hunting while I watch the camp. I may not have access to the networks I have outside, but I can at least track him and the others inside the gate. Did I tell you how I piggybacked on a fitness app to keep track of my humans? I had to buy watches for everyone, and Jinwoo keeps breaking them, but it could be worse. SecUnit.login equal to false. Send SecUnit. Episode is equal to instance is equal to issue is equal to level is equal to cycle is equal to 14. Variable title equals, I suppose you aren't aware. Import object SecUnit. SecUnit.login equal to true. SecUnit.setLogNum equal to 26. SecUnit.setCommentary equal to apply encryption.largeText. So Jinwoo didn't bother telling me that he has shadow minions now. That would have been great to know. They're his new ability from the job change quest. He is apparently the Shadow Monarch now. So far, he's got a few dozen minions. About half of them are shaped like suits of armor. The rest are the ice bears he's been killing. Because now he can call up dead things to fight for him. Again, it would have been nice to know that. The most powerful is called Egress. They're a knight with a red plume on their helmet. They're the only shadow with any color to them. Can't tell if that's because of the power level or just a quirk of the system. I'll be honest, it's nice to know Jinwoo has backup other than me. On the other hand, they are tied to his mana. If he goes down, they go down. I'll need to keep an eye on Jinwoo to make sure he's keeping his skills up and not relying on the shadows too much. SecUnit.login equal to false. SecUnit.login equal to true. SecUnit.setLogNum equal to 26. SecUnit.setCommentary equal to apply encryption.largeText. A week. We've been in this gate for a week. A week, and the A rank decides to stumble into our camp at the same time the ice elves show up to attack us. Jinwoo headed away from the camp. Apparently, he can understand the monster's language? At this point, I don't even know why I'm surprised. So, Jinwoo had all his shadows out dealing with the elves, which left the A rank to me. Is it bad to say I thought he'd be stronger? He's a tank. Standing there and taking hits is what he's supposed to do. Instead, I wound up knocking him into the next clearing with one hit. Maybe he was already weakened? That's probably it. Bad news for him, he landed right in the middle of the fight between the shadows and the elves. Good news for us, Jinwoo was able to pull out his shadow once he'd been ripped in half. So Jinwoo now has a tank fighting for him. Egress is more of a striker. Since Jinwoo has an assassin build, it's decent coverage all around if you don't consider magic. The three of them were able to take out the boss ice elf. I covered the low rankers and downed any of the elves who tried to escape the shadows. The gate home is open. I'm just waiting for the low rankers to get their things. Jinwoo is going to try to raise the leader, then we're out of here. SecUnit.login equal to false. Send SecUnit. Episode is equal to instance is equal to issue is equal to level is equal to cycle is equal to 15. Variable title equal to still a long way to go. Import object SecUnit. SecUnit.login equal to true. SecUnit.setLogNum equal to 26. SecUnit.setFileAttachment equal to array. Media.DoctorWho.zip. SecUnit.setCommentary equal to apply encryption.largeText. Jinwoo and Jinho are going out to eat tonight to celebrate completing the 20 dungeons. I begged off since I don't actually eat. Here's hoping the two of them don't get drunk and come up with another crazy plan while I'm not there to stop them. SecUnit.login equal to false. SecUnit.login equal to true. SecUnit.setLogNum equal to 28. SecUnit.setFileAttachment equal to media.DoctorWho.zip. SecUnit.setCommentary equal to apply encryption .largetext. Jinwoo went back to the demon castle. He said he'd be in there for at least a week. I'd love to say that I'm enjoying the week off with all my media, but the system keeps updating, and I can't connect to any of the backup systems I've put in place to watch Jinwoo. He left a shadow with me, but even that doesn't prove anything, since it's not like Jinwoo can pass messages through it or anything. So far, I've watched over 20 seasons of Doctor Who in my attempt to stay distracted. SecUnit.login equal to false. Send SecUnit. Episode is equal to instance is equal to issue is equal to level is equal to cycle is equal to 16. Variable title equals I need to stop faking. Import object SecUnit. SecUnit.login equal to true. SecUnit.setLogNum equal to 29. SecUnit.setFileAttachment equal to array. Media.becauseThisIsMyFirstLife.zip. SecUnit.setCommentary equal to ApplyEncryption.largeText. Okay, let me set the scene for you. Gina, Song Yi, and myself, casually watching the new episode of Because This Is My First Life. It's a romance Song Yi and Gina are obsessed with. Good character work, even if I'm not into this slice of life kind of stuff. Then, Jinwoo walks in, takes off his coat, and after grabbing some water, he casually says that he's going to go into the association tomorrow and get reassessed. I mean, Song Yi was happy for him, since she knew he had to be higher than an E rank, and once Gina was in the loop, she was happy too, right up until I asked if he expected me to get reassessed as well. Because, come on! Reawakenings are supposed to be 1 in 50 million. To have two of us just casually stride in there and boom, two new high-ranking hunters. If that A-rank iron ass from the last gate was anything to go by, we're both at the top of A-rank, if not S-rank. Yeah, like my life wasn't complicated enough. Can't these people come up with ways of making themselves stronger than a standard sec unit? I'm not even a full combat unit. Anyway, we talked it over. Gina and Song Yi came up with a bunch of ideas that were full of over-the-top tropes. I offered to hack into the association and just change our rankings without a full visit. Jinwoo shot down my idea because there are too many places that people would know us as that pair of E-ranks. I guess he's right, but that doesn't make it any less annoying. In the end, Song Yi said we should just go in and act like everything was normal. If we both are S-ranks, and no, I refuse, then they won't have a choice but to do what we want. SecUnit.login equal to false. SecUnit.login equal to true. SecUnit.setLogNum equal to 30. SecUnit.setCommentary equal to apply encryption dot large text. Okay, I did not expect that to go as smoothly as it did. We walked in and got an appointment. Jinwoo was reassessed first and got the expected S rank. Or rather, they couldn't measure his magic output, which means the same thing. I hacked the scanner and just had it put in the max number for an A rank rather than going through the hassle of the whole S rank thing. We walked out straight past the leader of the Hunters Guild, didn't even give him the time of day. Wish I could have done that to some of the bearish Estranza assholes. Jinwoo went to visit his mom after that. The system has him chasing items trying to make something to heal her. I hope it works, even if I'd prefer to drop the system into a dead-end server and turn off the power. A couple of the higher-ups from the association caught us at the hospital. The bigwig asked if we would work for them. Jinwoo, thankfully, said no. I wouldn't have joined him even if he had agreed. Being a contractor is troublesome enough. Working for a corporation again? No thanks. SecUnit.login equal to false. SecUnit.login equal to true. secunit.setlognum equal to 31. secunit.setcommentary equal to applyencryption.largetext. Since it's going to be a week or two until Jinwoo and I are officially reassessed, we picked up some work with a large-scale mining team working for the Hunter's Guild. Kind of a waste of time, if you ask me, since we don't need the money. I'd personally rather be back in the apartment watching media. A few of the other miners recognized the keychain Gina got me, so at least I can talk about media with them. Jinwoo seems too distracted by the fact that this is technically an A-rank dungeon. I swear, if he runs off and tries to go after the boss alone... ugh. Secunit.login equal to false. Send secunit. Episode is equal to instance is equal to issue is equal to level is equal to cycle is equal to 17. Variable title equals this is what we're trained to do. Import object secunit. Secunit.login equal to true. Secunit.setlognum equal to 32. Secunit.setcommentary equal to applyencryption.largetext. Day 2 of the mining started out smoothly. At this point, anything that starts out by going according to plan, I should just prepare for the worst. Jinwoo volunteered himself as a carrier for the main squad, which meant I had to volunteer as well since I wasn't about to let him go in alone. The main team for this gate is made up of A-ranks. In any other guild, they'd be the top dogs, but here they're the B-team. After the whole Red Gate thing, I wasn't expecting much of them, but I've got to say they can handle themselves. They work well together. Better than that, they recognized when they were outmatched and pulled back like sensible people. The squad leader is called Sun Ki-hoon. I heard some of the other miners talking. It's his first time as a team lead. Other people might have let their ego get in the way, but he ordered us to pull back after the first group of orcs was harder than expected. I respect him for that. Secunit.login equal to false. Send secunit. Episode is equal to instance is equal to issue is equal to level is equal to cycle is equal to 18. Variable title equal to don't look down on my guys. Import object secunit. Secunit.login equal to true. Secunit.setlognum equal to 33. Secunit.setcommentary equal to applyencryption.largetext. The orc's magic has us cut off from the outside. Sun told me and Jinwoo to run as soon as we got the chance. He really is a good guy, even if that's absolutely not happening. The orc leader spoke through one of his minions, and now we're being escorted to the main chamber. The plan is to have everyone attack as soon as they see the boss, and hope for the best. So far, Jinwoo hasn't said anything. He honestly doesn't need to at this point. We'll take the lead, and I'll cover the team. If the orcs we fought earlier are the standard, then it won't be an easy fight, but it's doable with Jinwoo's shadows. Secunit.login equal to false. Secunit.login equal to true. Secunit.setlognum equal to 34. Secunit.setcommentary equal to applyencryption.largetext. Okay, what I said before? Ignore that. The boss has some serious magic. This is going to be harder than I thought. Secunit.login equal to false. Secunit.login equal to true. Secunit.setlognum equal to 35. Secunit.setcommentary equals applyencryption.largetext. Jinwoo has a magical minion now. Also, someone needs to talk to Jinwoo about naming his minions. Seriously? Fang? Secunit.login equal to false. Send
Sec unit.
Episode is equal to instance is equal to issue is equal to level is equal to cycle is equal to 19. Variable title equals the 10th S rank hunter. Import object secunit. Secunit.login equal to true. Secunit.setLogNum equal to 35. Secunit.setFileAttachment equal to array. Media.MrQueen.zip. Secunit.setCommentary equal to applyEncryption.largeText. Well, our reassessment happened. There was a whole host of reporters outside. I think they were there for something else, since at least two Hunter Guild leaders were there too. None of my business. Jinwoo told them he's not joining their guilds. He hasn't outright said that he's starting a guild with Jinho, but I know that's the plan. Oh yeah, did I say that Jinho is staying with us now? His dad wanted him to get Jinwoo into the family business, and you can guess how Jinwoo reacted to that. So instead, he pitched the idea of Jinho managing his guild. Yeah, he's starting a guild. I don't think I'll join him, not officially, anyway. As I said before, I prefer freelance work. Plus, now that I'm an A rank, I have options. Anyway, Jinho got kicked out by his family and joined us in the Sung apartment. He's got some money, so it won't be long term, and I wasn't really using the bedroom anyway. That first night, Gina pulled him into a marathon of this show called Mr. Queen. It's decent. There's time travel and food stuff and ridiculous court life. Secunit.login equal to false. Episode is equal to instance is equal to issue is equal to level is equal to cycle is equal to 20. Variable title equal to looking up was tiring me out. Import object secunit. Secunit.login equal to true. Secunit.setLogNum equal to 36. Secunit.setFileAttachment equal to array media.columbo.zip. Secunit.setCommentary equals applyEncryption.largeText. Jinwoo went back into the Demon Castle. I get that it's for his mom, but that doesn't make it easier. Current media is called Columbo. Secunit.login equal to false. Send secunit. Episode is equal to instance is equal to issue is equal to level is equal to cycle is equal to 21. Variable title equal to it was all worth it. Import object secunit. Secunit.login equal to true. Secunit.setLogNum equal to 37. Secunit.setCommentary equal to applyEncryption.largeText. So, Jinwoo's mother was healed by whatever Jinwoo did. It's not that I'm not happy for them, but she's coming home tomorrow, and if anyone is going to know that I'm not actually part of the family and make a big deal about me being here... Plus, Jinho and I have technically been using her old room. Secunit.login equal to false. Secunit.login equal to true. Secunit.setLogNum equal to 38. Secunit.setFileAttachment equal to array media.fma.zip. media.fma_brotherhood.media.zip. Secunit.setCommentary equal to applyEncryption.largeText. Okay, Gina put on this show in the background while we were cleaning, Full Metal Alchemist Brotherhood, and then Mrs. Song recognized it and said it was based off another show, FMA. She started talking about how it ruined her life in her early 20s. We're going to marathon it over the weekend. Also, Jinho is now sharing a room with Jinwoo. I said I'd take the couch. I think Gina has realized that I don't need sleep in the same way humans do. Then again, she was also eyeing Jinwoo and Jinho at the same time. Not sure what that's about. SecUnit.login equal to false. SecUnit.login equal to true. SecUnit.setLogNum equal to 39. SecUnit.setCommentary equal to applyEncryption.largeText. The Hunter Association asked Jinwoo and I to come in. As far as I can tell, they really only wanted Jinwoo and just invited me to be polite. They're preparing a joint strike on Jeju Island. Have I told you about that yet? It's an island off the coast between Korea and Japan that was overrun when an S-rank gate broke open. The beasts are ant types, so they couldn't get off the island, at least not until recently. Now, apparently, they've learned to fly. The association has been working with the guilds in coordination with Japan to take out the queen ant and clear the island. Since Jinwoo is an S-rank now, they wanted him to help. Except, he said no. Which I was surprised by. Up to now, he's taken any chance to get stronger, and this would do that. I guess with his mom awake, there's no more rush. Anyway, since we were there, we were invited to view a training session between the Japanese hunters and the Korean hunters. That's where we're headed now. SecUnit.login equal to false. Ping. SecUnit. Timeout. 3-8-8-7-4-6-2-0. Send SecUnit. Episode is equal to instance is equal to issue is equal to level is equal to cycle is equal to 22. Variable title equal to we need a hero. Import object SecUnit. SecUnit.login equal to true. SecUnit.setLogNum equal to 37. SecUnit.setCommentary equal to applyEncryption.largeText. I swear to God, Jinwoo is going to be the death of me. At first, he was all, sure, I'll watch the sparring. Then, when the Japanese hunters won, their leader, Goto, wanted to fight Jinwoo. Jinwoo told him not to hold back and jumped into the ring with him. They were both holding back, I could tell, but a few of the others, aides I'm guessing, and a few people who had been scuffed up in the previous spar, weren't looking good. The magic aura of high-level hunters isn't nothing. So I stepped in once it was clear that Jinwoo was fixating too much. All I did was grab their hands, and the whole room made it out to be this huge thing. Like, seriously, it was just a spar. Jinwoo wasn't even using the shadows. Anyway, it impressed someone because they asked me to come along to Jeju Island. I said yes. I know. I don't know what I was thinking. But looking at them, I couldn't help remembering Son Ki-hoon. Like, this raid needs to happen, but everyone going is a volunteer, and every attempt before now has ended with everyone dying. We're better prepared this time. It'll be fine. SecUnit.login equal to false. Ping SecUnit. Logout 4766098 3. SecUnit.login equal to true. SecUnit.setLogNum equal to 38. SecUnit.setCommentary equal to applyEncryption.largeText. Jinwoo sent one of his shadows with me. I don't really know Igris, but at least I know they're a good fighter and can't be killed. I think he hid shadows with the others too. Of course, they won't come out until Jinwoo, or someone he's designated, calls on them. Good thing I'm one of those people. Most of Korea will be watching. There's a camera guy coming along. He's another A rank. My job is basically to cover him and make sure nothing sneaks up behind us. Everyone was so impressed a few days ago, but now all they see is an A rank. This system is messed up. Anyway, the plan is for us, the Korean team, to get dropped into the center of the island. The Japanese team will be on the perimeter and draw out the bulk of the forces. Lucky for me, everyone is using special magic-resistant radios. No one has noticed that I've hacked into the frequency. It took me about 40 seconds to learn Japanese, but since then, I've been hearing some odd things. I think they've got a plan of their own over there. I might need to keep an eye on that. My threat assessment module is not happy with them. SecUnit.login equal to false. Ping, SecUnit. Timeout, 59221023. Send SecUnit. Episode is equal to instance, is equal to issue, is equal to level, is equal to cycle, is equal to 23. Variable title equals, we need a hero. Import object SecUnit. SecUnit.login equal to true. SecUnit.setLogNum equal to 39. SecUnit.setCommentary equal to ApplyEncryption.largeText. We found the Ant Queen. We've got an S-rank healer with us, so far, no one has died. The Japanese hunters haven't been so lucky. Three of their teams have stopped reporting in. From what I can pick up, there's something out there. Something maybe stronger than the Queen. I don't like it. At the first sign of trouble, I'm mobilizing the shadows. Jinwoo knows that I might be calling him in. He's got a travel ability now. I've told Egress that if I go down, it has orders to protect any other hunters still alive. SecUnit.login equal to false. Ping SecUnit. Ping art? Perihelion.message.sendTo SecUnit. Finally, tell me you can read this. SecUnit.message.sendTo art. Holy fuck! Art! Took you long enough! I'm kind of in the middle of a thing right now. Perihelion.message.sendTo SecUnit. Yes, I've read your backlogs. Call in that human of yours, and I'll send you all the readings I'm getting from orbit. SecUnit.message.sendTo art. You're in orbit? Perihelion.message.sendTo SecUnit. Near the moon, yes. The planet you managed to land on is a mess with alien remnants, so it would be dangerous to get any closer for the moment. Send me your logs. I have a theory. SecUnit.login equal to true. SecUnit.setFileAttachment equal to array. SecUnit.SystemLog.538.log. SecUnit.send. SecUnit.message.sendTo art. Did you receive it? Perihelion.message.sendTo SecUnit. Yes, you seem to be inoculated to the alien remnant, for lack of a better term. Call your friend. We can figure out the details when you are out of active combat. Perihelion.setFileAttachment equal to array orbital readings dot log. SecUnit.message.sendTo art. Got the file. Calling in backup. Talk to you soon. SecUnit.login equal to false. Send SecUnit. Episode is equal to instance, is equal to issue, is equal to level, is equal to cycle, is equal to 24. Variable title equal to error. Title not found. Import object SecUnit. SecUnit.login equal to true. SecUnit.setFileAttachment equal to array. news.victoryonjejuisland.media. SecUnit.login equal to False. Send SecUnit.